Best camera under $1,000 for property photography, 2026 Buyer's Guide. The best cameras under $1,000 for property photography in 2026, compared by image quality, dynamic range, and wide-angle lens availability. Expert picks for estate agents, developers, and freelance property photographers. Choosing the right camera for property photography can feel overwhelming. Walk into any camera shop or browse online, and you'll quickly find yourself comparing megapixels, sensor sizes, autofocus systems, dynamic range and lens ecosystems. The reality is much simpler. After photographing thousands of homes, from studio flats to multi-million pound developments, we've learnt that property photography places very different demands on a camera than weddings, sport or wildlife. You don't need 30 frames per second, eye-tracking autofocus for birds, or 8K video. What you do need is excellent image quality, strong dynamic range, reliable low-light performance, access to quality ultra-wide lenses, good battery life, and a system that can grow with your business. Most importantly, you need equipment that lets you work quickly and consistently. This guide compares the best cameras under $1,000 for property photography in 2026 and explains exactly which photographers each system suits. If you'd rather skip the kit entirely, our property photography service includes pro-grade cameras, HDR editing, and next-day delivery. What makes a good property photography camera? Before looking at specific models, it's worth understanding what actually matters in real estate photography. Wide-angle lens availability. This is the single biggest factor. An experienced property photographer would choose a $500 camera with an excellent ultra-wide lens over a $2,000 camera with a poor lens every single time. Most interior photography is shot between 14-16mm on full frame or 10-12mm on APS-C. This captures entire rooms naturally without excessive distortion. Too narrow and you'll spend all day pressed against walls trying to fit rooms in. Too wide and the property starts to look like a funhouse mirror. The sweet spot is usually around 15mm full frame equivalent. For a deeper look, read our best lens for property photography guide. Dynamic range. Property photography involves one of the most difficult lighting situations in photography. A dark interior with bright sunlight pouring through the windows. A camera with good dynamic range captures more detail in both highlights and shadows, reducing editing time later. And it matters even more if you shoot HDR brackets. Low light performance. Many UK properties are photographed during the winter months when natural light is limited. Larger sensors generally perform better here. Full-frame cameras still hold an advantage, although modern APS-C systems have closed the gap considerably. Weight and portability. Photographing 10 properties in a day while carrying a heavy bag quickly becomes tiring. Modern mirrorless systems are significantly lighter than older DSLR setups while delivering equivalent image quality. Comparison table. Best cameras under $1,000 for property photography, 2026. Best overall camera under $1,000. Nikon Z52, 1650mm and 50-250mm lens, best all-rounder. If you want the best balance of image quality, usability and future upgrade potential, the Nikon Z52 is currently our top recommendation. It produces excellent image quality, strong colors and impressive low-light performance, while staying compact enough for all-day shooting. The autofocus is more than capable for property work, and it records excellent 4K video for walkthroughs and social media content. Pair it with a wider lens, such as the Nikon ZDX 12-28mm for tighter interiors. Best value camera. Sony ZV-E10, best value for content and listings. This may surprise some people. The ZV-E10 is marketed as a creator and vlogging camera, but for property marketing, it is incredibly difficult to beat for value. Pair it with the Sigma 1080mm f2.8 and you have a setup capable of producing professional property photography for years. Sony's autofocus is exceptional, and the video is arguably class-leading at this price. The biggest advantage, though, is Sony's lens ecosystem. No manufacturer currently offers more affordable lens choices for real estate photographers. Best budget professional setup. Sony A6000, 1650mm lens. Best budget pro. the Sony A6000 has become something of a legend in the property photography world. Despite being over 10 years old, it still produces outstanding images, and many successful real estate photographers continue using it professionally today. Combined with a Sigma 10-18mm or Sony 10-20mm ultra-wide, it becomes an incredibly capable property system. The body can often be bought for less than $450, leaving room in the budget for lenses, batteries, and a quality tripod. Best camera for pure photography. Fujifilm X-T33, best for stills. If image quality and color science are your priorities, Fujifilm deserves serious consideration. The X-T33 produces beautiful images straight out of camera, and many photographers love Fuji's color rendering. The controls are tactile and enjoyable, making photography feel more deliberate and creative, and the video is stronger than many expect. Should you buy new or used? For property photography, buying used often makes the most financial sense. A 5-year-old body paired with excellent lenses will almost always outperform a brand new entry-level camera with a poor lens. Many professionals continue to use older Sony A7 and Nikon DSLR systems because image quality improvements have slowed dramatically in recent years. The lens matters more than the camera. This cannot be overstated. If you have $1,000 to spend, this $500 camera body, $400 lens, $100 tripod is a significantly better investment than $950 camera body, $50 kit lens. Real estate photography is won and lost with glass. Accessories every property photographer needs. Tripod, probably more important than the camera itself. A good tripod allows lower ISO settings, sharper images, consistent compositions, and easier HDR shooting. Spare batteries. Mirrorless cameras consume batteries quickly, carry at least 3. Polarizing filter, useful for reducing reflections and improving external shots. High-speed SD cards, dual backup cards become important once you start shooting commercially. What we would buy today? If we were starting a property photography business from scratch tomorrow with $1,000, our shopping list would look something like this. Sony ZV-E10 body, Sigma. 10-18mm f/2.8 lens. Quality tripod, 2 spare batteries, 128GB SD card. This setup would comfortably photograph residential property, commercial buildings, virtual tours, and video walkthroughs for many years. For most people, the Nikon Z52 is the best all-round camera currently available under $1,000. For value, the Sony ZV-E10 is almost impossible to beat. For photographers starting a business, the Sony A6000 remains one of the smartest investments in the industry. But remember this, clients don't hire photographers because of the camera hanging around their neck. They hire photographers because they consistently produce great images. A great lens, a sturdy tripod, and strong composition skills will improve your work far more than chasing the latest camera release. Related guides: best camera for estate agents, best lens for property photography. Property Photography Equipment Guide 2026.